Hey, this is Ray P, and you're listening to The Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
This is The Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out The Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to The Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. On demand.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm adding.
Do it, Monty. Do it.
Yeah.
We have a good show for you today. Welcome back.
Back?
Coming off a good episode with Nick Greer. Nick Greer was here last week. DJ Motai, do you have a milkshake today?
Nah, I had some coconut drink.
What?
Mango taste.
What? You had mango flavored coconut water?
Yeah,
that
dude.
Doesn't even make sense, bro.
It says it's natural.
Bro, that doesn't even make sense. Why, how do you have mango flavored
coconut
water?
It says mango taste.
It's not even coconut. It says coconut drink.
There's some coconuts in there.
Is this like an Asian thing? That makes sense. Coconut drink.
Coconut drink. Mango flavor. Mango flavor.
Nacho mango flavor.
99 cents for you.
Coconut drink. $2 I do for you.
Anything you like.
That's great. Oh, whoa. This is great. We have a good show for you today. But before, there's your coconut drink. We have a good show for you today. Before we get to who our guest is going to be today, I wanted to make an announcement. It is one of Monty's faves. I wanted to make an announcement, and y'all probably have already seen it online everywhere, but Reality of Wrestling is going national starting April 1st. We'll be in New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami, Dallas, whatever that is. Is that Los Angeles? I think, yeah, we're in Los Angeles. It's national, all right? 40 million homes. You can see my face now. Look at that, Monty. 40 million people get the pleasure of peeping at my facial muscles and my hair. Oh, yeah, don't forget the hair. Every Tuesday at 8 o'clock on Soul of the South Television. So I'm really excited about that. That's pretty cool, and y'all can always check us out here in Houston. 2 a.m. on the Cube. Always good. Motai, though. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
You want to tell the people who our guest is this week?
Ray Pizzle,
Ray P, sweat, is here this week. We found out a lot about Ray P. He was a background dancer for Mickey Mouse on like some kind of stage show.
What was it called? The Mouseketeers?
He was a Mouseketeer. Ray P was a Mouseketeer.
You called him a sugar plum.
He was a sugar plum. He was actually an extra in the It's a Small World ride. Not a lot of people know that. Little known fact about Ray P. But yeah, no, he's here today. We talk about his just life in general. We talk a lot about Whoopi Goldberg, and then we talk about Swagged Up, I'd Be Killing, huh? We talk about Bertha, yeah, Bertha, Karen, Whoopi. But yeah, it's a good show. So Motai, without any further ado, can you throw it over to DJ Motai's
Monday
morning
music
mix?
Music mix.
Oh, music mix on the Brad Gilmore Show, man.
Hold on, let's get this down so they know what it is. Is it Motai's Monday morning mix?
Or what do you want it to be?
I want it to be Motai's Monday morning mix. Not music or Monday morning music mix.
But is that there's the more M's, the better.
So five M's.
Five M's.
All right.
Monday morning music mix.
Man,
I've always been a fan of alliteration, and I guess
I
just why I like it. Motai, Betty bought a bit of butter, but she found the butter bitter, so she bought some better butter to make the bitter butter better. Motai, play that music.
All right, whatever.
Zilla, nigga.
Repeat. Hey. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it.
He ain't really got no flow. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he down. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. If
you a bad bra. You could come and rock with Stockzilla. On this fam, H-Town, them my niggas. Hit Bun B, hit sing it, then you not Trilla. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrist love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on they gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up stunt, make a bitch yum. Might even snatch one of them chick gums. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You try hating, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch is vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh. But your bitch love it. He ain't really getting that down. Oh. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh. Cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh. But your bitch love it. He ain't really love it getting that down. Oh. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone.
Finds no pro LAD.
But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for?
You crazy for this shit, man.
Oh,
hey.
Cause your bitch love it.
Man, why you stunt, man? I think you bro. But your bitch love it. That toe bar always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you could probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your whole life. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in cage. He got a couple Cali girls, we gon' get them high and fuck them crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the D. So you know a nigga had the feed. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Hey, cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up. He ain't really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it.
You know this feel like that 92 Dream Team shit. Sometimes you just gotta ball, nigga. Lego.
All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Okay, my attitude like Barkley, they fucking with me hardly. Push start, no car keys. That pussy, she reward me. I'm a young nigga with a lot of game. I got the brain and forgot her name. I'm getting money, no time for dames. I look good in these such frames. Goddamn, I'm so cool. Yo, girl, it's old news. Got ran through by my old crew. Fall back, nigga, let that hoe choose. Back to back, Chicago. She going live in that grotto. No clob, but a nigga finna glide though. And that all white Mercy Lagos. Now I ain't drunk. I'm just getting down. She ain't bout that life, then I send her home. Fed it off that OG, I'm like MJ when I hit that strong. On that bullshit, tell that bitch to go.
All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Man, my
cheese on me, that's nachos. They mad, why? Cause I got dough. Threw a stack and she dropped low. 16 with that Glock code. Don't make my niggas lock low. Then shoot the shit, I'm too legit. You ain't never ever met a nigga cool as this. Man, I'm sneezing hard at my Jordan 6. Yo, broke ass, can't afford them bitches. I ignore them niggas, nigga, I'm the shit. So I'm by my paper like toilet tissue. They try to say that I'm acting funny. Walked in with a stack of money. I snatch a woman, then smash a woman, then bash a woman like Magic Johnson. Put them all ashamed, nigga. I don't need a ball of same. I belong in the Hall of Fame. And I'm so official, I could call a game. Dimes off, be dropping. You could call me Stockton. It's just me and my posse. And your girlfriend keep blocking.
She all up in my face. She had them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just cooling with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Quarter pound a week, cause if I go all day without smoking, son, I fuck around and lose my mind till I find
smoke legal weed and can't smoke with me. But always trying to get me to smoke with them, but they'll never give me to smoke potpourri. I know everybody got one broke ass friend and never got weed, but always trying to smoke for free. And favorite four words is let me hit that, but wouldn't even put a dollar on a Nick sack. I'm quick to tell a roaching ass nigga get back. I wouldn't break you off if I had a Kit Kat. You ain't got your own, you need to fix that, but I'ma smoke mine till a nigga need a quick nap. Burnt this stroke, got a nigga feeling hungry as fuck.
I'm hungry as fuck.
So I'ma eat enough food for a week, and when I'm done, I'ma roll me a blunt.
I'ma roll me a blunt.
Just did a verse for a rap, bought a deuce, now a nigga finna pull me a cup. And you ain't gotta ask, about 30 minutes later, nigga know we was stuck. Gotta seen a lot of weed, still ain't show me enough. Make a nigga say, damn, homie, that's too much. I wake up at 11, hit my nigga Jay Black, and by noon, we done already matched two blunts. Four cigarellos, that's $2, and a 3.5 just to fill them hoes up. Then I call me a slut, but ain't fuck her. The bitch had a pair of fake tillies and a silicone butt. Even when there's no smoking, I still roll up and dump cigarello guts on the goddamn floor. And when they call the laws, put the weed in my balls, cause I know there's one place that a cop won't go. My first mixtape smoked a whole lot of Reggie, but that's the Blue Magic, got a lot more dough. And I smoke nothing but the best, so you ain't gotta pass it this way if you ain't smoking no drove.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
We have a great show for you again today. Finally, we get him in the building. It's been a long time coming. We've tried for a while, and me and his schedules just never matched up.
True.
I didn't really care about you and Monty's schedules.
Oh, all right, whatever.
You care about my schedule.
But you wait for us to get here, don't you?
You care about my schedule.
You wait for us to get to the studio, right?
Yeah. I care about Monty's schedule. I'm not going to lie. We have Mr. Ray P in the building. How you doing, man?
What's good? What's good? Chilling on it.
Chilling on it. You now we were talking about our weeks before we started podcasting today, and you were telling me since you came to Debonair Lounge last Monday,
yeah,
you felt energized.
I did.
What was it about the building that made you energized?
The environment, the people, the dress code, the live music, just all the stuff. It's like everything rolled into one. And then at the same time, you know, like I said, I told you what I came in.
Yeah,
I was still kind of like accepted, and you know, everybody was just chill. So
you came in like a hoodie and some sweatpants.
I did, yeah.
But he's always chilling. I think it's dope. Anytime I see Ray, he's always chilling.
How do you two know one another?
We go back. I met Imani at PV.
Yeah,
we met through like some mutual people.
Okay, no.
Some of the people that used to promo with me connected me with her.
Right,
and then
Crisco.
Crisco. Rashad, all these people, you know what I'm saying? And I heard her music, it was dope as shit, so.
Yeah, and vice versa. And then our personalities click. We're cool.
Yo, mesh.
We mesh.
You went to PV, Ray?
No. Well, actually, you know what? This is a fun fact. One time at U of H when, what was it? Either I didn't have the money to, like, pay for all of it or something like that. My grandpa, he had, like, some, like, my grandpa graduated from PV, so I was able to go there for like 6 hours. So I did that one semester, but I was staying on campus at U of H, but I was going
driving
to PV.
Damn.
But nobody knew.
I always wondered, like, what?
So you were just up
did
there.
Did you show
all the
up
time?
Late?
Huh?
Did you show up late to classes and stuff?
To
your one class?
I did.
Since you had to come from.
Really? I never really went. I just kind of got the hook up through like my homeboys. It was just like a one semester type thing. Like the next semester, I was like back at U of H, like full time. But. I was at PV Heavy, man. Like, I got a Facebook page. It's called PV Ray P. So, you know.
PV Ray P.
Yeah.
That's PV Ray P.
And then he reps Cali, so he's even more dope.
Yeah.
Are you from California?
Yeah, I'm from Cali. In California.
West Coast.
There's too many Californians in here. What part of California are you from?
I'm from Riverside. So that's
where's that,
like,
Monty? Tell us about Riverside.
I heard of Riverside.
Riverside's kind of quiet, but it's close to LA, kind of. It's not too far.
It's in the vicinity.
Would you call it central? It's not north. I know that. Is it south? Southern
it south
California?
Central?
No, it's
that
not south.
Sounds
central.
Dangerous. I know that's dangerous.
You got to go east. So it's more like Inland Empire. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been to California.
I can't. I don't know how to just pinpoint Riverside like that. But can't. It's close to
somewhere
LA.
California.
Somewhere in California. Yeah.
When'd you come to Texas? Why'd you come to Texas?
Actually, my dad, he was in the Air Force, so yeah, I've been moving all around the country, the world, and when he reached a certain rank, he didn't have to stay on the bases, so my mom was going to William & Mary to be a lawyer. She moved back with her grandparents in Tyler, which is East Texas, so that's how I ended up in Texas, and then we've had family in Houston since the 90s, so... we got a few aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles that stay out here. So that was just kind of like one of the natural choices. And when I went to, high school, you get that senioritis and all that shit.
Yeah.
I was like in like all the good classes, like the IB, whatever, you know. Yeah. I don't want to go into
International Baccalaureate.
Exactly. I don't want to go into the nerdy shit, but.
Were you a nerd?
It sounds like he was kinda. A nerd. He was in the IB class.
In a way, you know what I'm saying? Like when you're in like. The military and all that stuff, like everything is like on another notch. So like education, you're like
levels.
Yeah, you're used to like levels a certain to type us. Of level. So when I got to public school, it was like, oh, well,
yeah.
Oh, this is
like whoa.
Yeah,
it was same like, thing for you, Monty.
Yeah, because I went to private schools all my life up until 10th grade.
What about you, Motai?
6th to freshman year.
You went to private schools?
Yeah.
Well, how was it going to? I always went to public school. I always just thought, I guess I always excelled in public school too. I wouldn't say I was a nerd, but, you know, I was pretty fly.
I feel that.
I was a fly guy when it came to, the A's and the B's.
Let you tell it.
I had to come out of my shell, man.
Sounds
this
good.
Is my story. All right. Let me make it up. All right. So you moved down here to Houston.
Yeah.
You're going to UH.
Yeah.
Sort of going to PV.
Yeah.
Not really, but sort of.
That's a secret. That's like a Brad Gilmore exclusive.
Is this exclusive?
Yeah.
No one knew this
exclusive.
And
top secret.
PV, though.
Yep.
It was a thing.
It was a little thing.
When'd you get into the music thing,
though? I've been doing that since I was 9. My parents, they always had me into like some type of stuff. Like when I was back in California, this is not really another exclusive, but when I was in Cali, I used to play like the viola or whatever. Really?
Oh yeah, viola.
I was nice. It was like 3-4. Like we're like 3-4 years old. We're like trying to play the violin or whatever it is. And then I used to dance for Disney. Like we used to do like choreography and all this stuff.
For
like
Disney?
Yeah, like Disneyland. Like kind of like
Wait, back this up. You danced for Disney?
Yeah.
You were a dancer?
Yeah. I was
like for Disney?
Yeah,
this like is interesting
dancer.
To bring.
How long did you do this for?
How old were you?
I was probably like 5-6 around the time. I was young, you know what I'm saying? Did it for like about 3-4 years.
Did you dance? I don't know. Were you like one of like the sugar plum fairies or something?
It was like kind of like the Mickey Mouse Club, but
okay.
It was like, you know what I'm saying, like the Mouseketeers or something like that.
That is so cute. Oh, shit. That is so adorable.
Rapey was a Mouseketeer?
Yeah, so just imagine like, you know, like 90s, probably like 90s techno music or whatever they play at the beginning of basketball games. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever they play at the beginning of basketball games, we would like go out and like.
Y'all remember that Astroworld theme song with that old man?
Yep. Yeah, stuff like that. That was songs like that. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know about Astroworld. Yeah. I just know about Magic Mountain.
I don't know what that is, but I can't believe you were a dancer for Disneyland.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's just like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Did you ride all the rides all the time?
I was actually scared of roller coasters and stuff back then.
No, we're not talking roller coaster. We're talking Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
To the Caribbean.
Oh, okay. I don't even think all that stuff was there back then.
Really? I've never been to Disneyland. I've only been
at
to Disney
Disneyland,
World.
They have, what is his name? The guy who fights everybody.
What? Guy who fights everybody.
I forget his name. I know that's
when
not
I be thinking
Indiana Jones.
Oh,
Indiana
that
Jones.
Guy.
He doesn't fight everybody.
He fights like stuff.
Whatever
he gets chased by big rocks.
Okay, well, he gets chased. Whatever.
He looks for golden idols.
And he
well,
has a whip.
I didn't know. I don't remember his story.
And he has a whip.
He's an explorer.
He's an explorer.
Archaeologist.
All right. I don't know his story. I just remember the ride being scary.
You know, the guy who fights everybody. Everyone shoots to Indiana Jones when they hear that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're thinking like Rocky Balboa or something like. It makes more sense.
I was thinking of like a wild LA bum. There's some crazy people out there.
wild LA bum. Yeah, the South guy. Central Riverside.
Wherever. Orange County.
I don't know. Throwing stuff out there. Right, so you've been doing music since you were 9.
Yeah.
Rapping though? You know, you're viola or whatever.
Yeah. Me and my cousin. It's so funny because I just did a mixtape with my cousin. At the end of last year,
Family Matters.
Yeah,
Family Matters.
Exactly. But the last time we ever got together to rap was like when we was like 9 and 10. We used to like pop the tape in, put the you put the paper or like the little tissue, you put it like under the cassette. I think it's called dubbing it or whatever. Okay. I don't really know. And then you pop
record
it in.
Over it, right?
Yeah. And then you record over it. And then you got the, you know what I'm saying? You make the beat. So we used to like make the beat on the table, you know, rap, spit some bars. That. Yeah.
On like an old karaoke machine or something?
Like a boombox. That's like all you needed.
Yeah.
Boombox, put the toilet in the tape.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. Boom. And you're good to go.
And start rapping there with your cousin.
Spitting.
And then, okay, who are your influences, though? Because I'm thinking you're from California now, so change it. I didn't know that, so it changes my idea of who you are.
My influences are Too Short, DJ Quick, Ludacris, Dougie Fresh. It's a bunch of people. I have a wide range of
DJ
like,
Quick
music.
Makes
I was just about to say DJ Quick.
That makes a lot of sense for
DJ Quick.
It does.
I can see the Quick influence.
Sugar Free. A lot of people might not know who Sugar Free is out here.
I know Sugar Free.
Sugar Free, he was a real pimp. Like, he was a real OG pimp. He was known around Cali. Like, he was known for, like, spitting what I guess people who were pimping were trying to say or whatever. He was like the voice of the pimps, but he was the voice of the people at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because pimping out there is real heavy. And in like Las Vegas, it's definitely not easy. You know what I'm saying?
Las Vegas.
And he could rap about that. I don't per se rap about pimping like that, but as far as my style and influencing.
It's pimping. It's like a pimping style.
You could feel the pimp in me.
I can feel the pimp in you.
Exactly.
Ray, I don't get pimp out of you, Ray.
You got to.
You gotta listen. Maybe you gotta listen, and you hear.
Yeah,
the
maybe I just need. Hear to, maybe I need. You know the music you make. Yeah, but I'm talking about you as a person.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like cool. A whole nother side. I guess like when
it's your alter ego.
That's probably what
all
it
right.
is.
I respect that.
Okay, me and DJ Motel were talking, and this has actually been like an on-running discussion.
Here we go.
Of how the name Ray P came about. I'm assuming it's your real name, somewhat.
It's not.
It's not. Okay, what's Ray P mean? And then, have you ever noticed that when it's together and there's no
rape.
Space, it's rape?
I get hassled by smart white women everywhere I go. Like, it's about, I swear to God, it's probably going to be like a group like against my name coming up. But my first real name is Rainer. My last name is Pullum. So, Rainer Pullum, Ray P. But that's not how I got the name. When I was playing basketball, it was this player that used to play for Texas A&M named AC Law.
And he got in your face and you raped him.
No.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. No. That's where we're I going. Definitely didn't do that. But I took the Law, and then Jason Terry was another one of my favorite players. Mavericks was like one of my favorite teams, my only favorite basketball team. So I kind of like put both the names together, and it was like Ray the Jet P. Law. That was the whole thing. That was the first original name.
Ray the Jet P. Law.
Ray the Jet P. Law.
Wow.
That's what it was at first. And then when I got to college, I took the Jet out, so it was just Ray P. Law. And then I was like, wait a minute. I just might as well just take the Law out. It's just shorter because everybody was calling me Ray.
Yeah,
because it's too long.
So yeah, Ray P. And then it just kind of just stuck.
Did you ever realize like, oh, wait, that's actually kind of my actual name too?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, it's like, you know.
It worked out. It
was
worked
destined
out.
To be rape. Rapey.
But it's good, though, too, because, you know, like, people don't know my actual government name.
Well, they do now.
They do now. So everybody in the.
Exclusive.
Oh, man.
We're exclusive over here.
It's all good. Slipping. Well, if y'all report me to the cops, just say Ray. Don't say my real name.
Yeah. We don't need Rainer.
Yeah, exactly.
The cops would be like, no one named Rainer committed any crime.
Exactly. It happens, I promise you. I was at U of H. I was drunk, leaving this party. Remember Party Gras? Remember, I was walking out our homeboy's apartment, had a cup in my hand, cop comes up to me. I had, long story short, I had to end up running away from him. Had a gun out on me. Had to jump over the apartment fence.
Oh, my gosh.
288. So all the cops that are looking for me, they go into the house. They're like, what's the guy's name that ran away from us? We need this and that. Oh, it was Ray. Ray P. Y'all know Ray? Ray Wright? It's like, y'all fucking dumb. We can't type that in the computer. So I got away. So shout out to HPD and shout out to those Deltas that snitched on me.
Right.
I got you.
It's Ray.
It's all good.
What'd you study at U of H?
I started off in business just because that's what my brother did. And then, you know, everybody reaches that crossroads in college. Like, what am I doing?
I think everyone going into college is like, I'm a major in business. Yeah, I think that's like the go-to thing.
It was like the dumbest thing, it was like this test where like they ask you different questions, and then at the end of the thing is like, this should be your major. I should have took that a long time ago, but yeah. I only took it like 2 years in. Like I really don't remember.
Right.
Like that. I forgot. My mom gave it to me, you know.
It's called like an aptitude test.
They should suggest that before you pick your major.
They need to do that. They should, in high school, they need to tell you about that test. Yeah.
They try to fool you. Well, if you have good counselors, shout out to all the good counselors in all the high schools. I had very crappy counselors at my high school.
Yeah.
I don't think they did anything. Like, I don't think we were allowed to like go to their office. They didn't do nothing.
Wow. Are you serious?
Unless you were getting written up for detention or something.
Yeah. But communications is what I switched over to. It made more sense. I was in that world. So after I took that test, started moving towards the communication side. And I already had some classes that were like already like in communications, like towards that major. Because what I did after the first year, I said, well, I got to take all these classes anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to take whatever I want.
Yeah.
So okay. I just pick the class that I want, or any of the hard class or whatever, I just keep putting it to the side.
Yeah, I do the same exact thing.
Yeah. So I was just picking whatever, man.
But then the thing that F's you up after a couple semesters, you're like, oh, now I got to take all the hard classes
at one time. Hey, yeah.
Hey, there's another backup. Shout out to ACC. You know what I'm saying? You could practice and take a class over there if you're not ready for it, or you're trying to get a gist of how good you might do, or you might sneak out a C or a B, then you could transfer it over to U of H. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that was the method to my madness, trying to graduate.
Did you finally get that diploma?
No, I didn't. I dropped out end of 2010, going into 2011. I kept taking like less and less hours because I would wake up like as the music. Well, before I started like doing like actual music and performances and shows and stuff like that, I would MC and host parties.
Yeah,
so I would go around with a couple DJs that either I went to school with or I knew. And I'm, you know, traveling around Texas, maybe a couple other surrounding states. But I have class the next day. So it's hard to get to class on Thursday and you wake up in San Antonio or Beaumont or, yeah, you know what I'm saying, right, in some random girl's bed or something like that. It happens, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't get hotels all the time, especially back then. Like, we didn't have money like that.
That's the pimping Ray P right there, Monty.
There it is.
I see.
What? Actually, you know, it's the DJ. The DJ, he's like good with ladies. Like,
you guys do not expose these sides of you to me for some reason.
What?
And I don't see it. I don't see it.
I'm not a pimp. I mean, if you go out of town and you're a broke college student, you're going to probably, the number one option is to probably stay with a girl or a guy.
No, that mean that makes sense. You know, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I was just talking about the pimp side.
Oh, man.
The alter ego.
Every person, every guy has a little pimp in them, just like every girl has a little freak in them. It just depends on.
Yeah, I guess I can understand, but you may tap into it a little more than others.
You keep your pimp hand strong, Ray P?
I ain't gonna lie, man. It's pretty weak right now.
I'm not weak pimp hand?
Right now, it's like been slipping. Like, I got to work on
it's
it.
It's limp.
Spring break is coming up. You never know what may happen. It's limp. You know what I'm saying? I might strengthen it up a little bit, so. Well, right now,
are you a juggler, Ray P? You seem like a guy who could juggle multiple women at one time. You seem like you have that attitude.
I think I could, but just because all the stuff that I'm juggling in my life is really hard. So I kind of have to like I don't even like try to like put anybody in like a relationship or a title or anything like that. I'd be like, look, we're just cool, we're friends, because I got all this going on over here.
Right, yeah.
It's
no
not
gonna
time. Be no time for any of that. So you might as well just be cool with me and be a friend or whatever, or let's just kick it and then, you know, you just see where it goes from there.
Right. If she understands your lifestyle, that's like, that's the biggest
said no
challenge.
One ever. Said no one ever.
Said no one ever.
It always, yeah, they always end up, they're not patient enough.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard. I mean, not just women, guys have a hard time understanding the lifestyle too. So that's definitely a challenge.
Do you think it'd be easier if you found someone within the entertainment industry?
No.
No, why not?
Been there, done that.
Not tight.
It's not because I don't want to say all of, you know what I'm saying, women of the, you know,
same,
that are in the industry or whatever, but most of the girls that you meet, like what you put out is what you're going to get.
Yep.
So if people see me out here throwing these parties, doing these events, inner city, whatever, collegiate, whatever, those are the type of people that are going to like come back to you or recognize you or this or that. And most of the time, the people that are in these type of, I guess you could say ratchet, or, you know what I'm saying, just the type of things that we do, like their mind frame isn't like on the same, you're not on the same wavelength. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're more so busy focused on like the next come up or the next, you know what I'm saying? Like the next hot thing. You could be that, or you might come around and be that again, but they're not really just, you know.
But don't you think that a woman in the industry, like maybe a woman who isn't so much in the ratchet environment,
true,
in the industry in general, you don't think that it'd be easier for her to understand that you do have to be on the road, you do have to do this, this, and that to keep your career going? Like, don't you think she'd understand more and she'd have more of the same things going for herself as well, so it'd be a little easier to balance it out? No?
You know what? I haven't tried that in that perspective yet. It should be easier, but it seems like it never works out that way.
I mean, it'd still be hard. Any relationship is hard, dude. I mean, if you have somebody who's not in the...
Totally, dude.
Can I finish my statement? Sure, dude.
This is the difference between guys and girls right here.
If you have somebody who's not in the industry, she's going to be like, babe, well, you don't spend any time with me, and you're always on the road around all these ratchets and all these things, and then... It seems like you'd find yourself, you know, steering away from what you really need to do because you're trying to please her. Whereas if she was in the industry, it'd be like, oh, you're going on the road? Oh, me too. Okay, I'll see you when you get back. All right,
there
cool.
It is. Okay, yeah. I haven't, that's probably what it is. I haven't met somebody on that type of level like that.
No one's
yet
on Ray P's level.
No, 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 definitely not.
No, no, no. You I'm can be that. you can be modest, Ray P. No one is on your level.
Levels.
No, I'm definitely not saying that.
You have Toke Bar always on swole.
Shout out to Toke Bar. Shout out to Stocks.
Shout out to Stocks. See, that's
yes, I love that song.
I've known Ray P for I mean, I've known of Ray P for a while, but we were introduced through Stocks.
True.
Good friend of ours, and y'all have a record out, which y'all kinda like debuted officially somewhat on Monday.
On Monday.
Called Bet Your Bitch Love It.
I love
it. I like it a lot.
How'd that song come about? How'd you meet Stocks?
I met Stocks first through DJ Buddha and Jose G, which is kind of like...
Ill Fated.
Yeah, a lot of people know when I first got into the game, I was, you know, doing my own thing. But as far as like anything you heard from me, as far as the clubs or anything like that, I was messing with like LAD, Aloe, June.
Yeah.
And when I met Jose, he just put me into like a whole nother world, like introduced me to a whole, like he just took back the curtain and it's all these underground artists and they're good and they're like cool and they know who I am. I didn't even know. So it's just one of the people that he introduced me to. Went to the studio. I think we ended up recording at the same studio where Brodini records and where Jose's at.
Shout out to Brodini.
Yeah. So, man, I think they already had the hook or whatever or something like that. Like, it don't take me long at all. Like, if I hear it and I like it, like, if I'm in that moment, I'm going to be like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. So I did
you dropped some classic bars on that song. I'm not going to lie. My
man.
Stay dancing like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I like Patrick Swayze.
Now, you like Patrick Swayze?
Pop culture reference.
Yeah.
I like Red Dawn. I like all his movies, so.
It was sad when Patrick Swayze died. Yeah, Ghost was good.
I loved Ghost.
Yeah, it was.
Whoopi Goldberg. Or Bertha, as Motown calls her.
We
had a conversation about...
Is Ghost the movie where he was like touching on the girl and they was making the pottery? You know what I'm saying?
I do know the
carving
scene
the pottery.
Is that think that's Ghost. That's
not
Ghost?
I don't think they did pottery. Is Ghost they were dancing.
Ghost is one with Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's not the dancing one.
He's a dead guy, right?
He
comes back.
Yeah.
There's definitely a pottery scene.
Is that the pottery
scene?
Yeah, there was a pottery scene.
I'm thinking of the other one that he did.
Dance Fever or whatever?
He's like,
yeah, he was moving.
No, Dirty Dancing.
Is that what it's called?
It's called
that
Dirty.
One
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But he was moving the pottery and it was like, it looked like she was about to, you know, explode or something. Yeah, you know, I don't want to say it like that.
Did you
but,
see
you
his face?
Like, if you go back to the movie, go look at it because. I don't know what parts of the body he was touching for her to feel like that, because it's not like you would think that he would put his like hand like in the hole of the pot or whatever,
the pottery
or, like,
hole,
yeah, something like what the hell? That couldn't have been a
oh man! Shout
out
to Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, shout out to Patrick
Swayze. What I was saying, we had a conversation about Whoopi Goldberg because she's a talented woman. She's won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. She's
we always
ugly.
Talk about Whoopi
she's
Goldberg.
She's ugly.
That's an ugly one. Like Whoopi is a legend of being like the butt of a joke. Like, you know, when you're ranking all people, like Jordan, you know, you're like, oh, Whoopi Goldberg face. Yeah, there you go. Right there, yeah. She's very ugly. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We talked about her last time when we brought up Lion King.
I was saying that because Motai was like, her name doesn't look like it should be Whoopi. It looks like it should be Bertha.
Yeah.
Her name should
be. What's her real name? You told us her real name. Oh, yeah. Her real name's
Karen. She got the name Whoopi because she would always fart when she was on stage.
Wow. This got to stop.
Yeah. That's what he told us.
Shout out to anybody.
She can't be ugly and fart.
Shout out to anybody that hit Whoopi Goldberg. Like, you're a true...
Ew, why would she fart on stage? I just don't understand.
Maybe she was old and she couldn't
She had bubble guts. She was nervous.
She's probably gay, bro. She's probably like dyking hard. She got to
be. So she farted?
I thought it was Whoopi because her hair is always like whoopee. Like whoop. She got them dookie dreads or whatever, them braids.
The dookie dreads.
Oh, man. You're all right. It's always a Whoopi Goldberg is always like the offensive thing to say.
It is.
Because I was, you know, I work with Booker T. And there's like they just launched this WWE network.
I was gonna say congratulations on you know what I'm saying.
Thanks,
yeah,
I saw that. I saw the you know what I'm saying.
Reality yeah, of wrestling,
the national stage. Yeah,
we're going national.
Yeah, I was telling my homies about that, man. So
yeah, man, it's pretty cool. But I remember The Rock was in the ring one time and he was yelling at Booker T. And he called him a Whoopi Goldberg sucker because of Booker's hair.
Whoopi Goldberg sucker.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that. It's always the butt of... Whoopi Goldberg is always the butt of the joke. You're right.
Yeah.
We just spent about 5 minutes on Whoopi Goldberg.
Shout out to Whoopi with your ugly ass. I hope I'll never see
it. Oh, my gosh. You guys be nice to Whoopi, okay? She has said really good
things.
Only
thing she did good was... Playing The Color Purple right, because they needed some.
Seeley is also always the butt of the joke. Like, you're ugly like Seeley. Man. Who's Whoopi Goldberg?
She's so black. She's purple, bro.
She's the color
purple.
She's the color purple.
Ain't seen her. No more movies since. It's hard, man.
They like, just got to put you on
now
the
Now she just does voiceovers.
She's on The View.
She is on The View. She is on The View.
Sherry Shepherd.
They get the ugliest black women to get on that show.
I know, or they're big. They're either big or ugly.
Goldberg and Sherry Shepherd. It's not a great lineup for y'all's culture. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's all good.
We got Jenny McCarthy up there.
We got Oprah.
I don't know if that's a huge come up in looks.
It's not, but
money though.
But she makes
money
up for
and power.
It.
Every guy would hit Oprah.
Oh, most definitely.
And put a hole in the condom.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Cut the reservoir tip off.
So much money.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be the next Stedman. If this rap thing don't work out, or whatever I'm doing, I'm going for Oprah.
That's the goal. That's the goal for Ray P. So, but people probably knew you, your name, not just from hosting parties, but you had some success on the radio, correct?
Yes. Those both really went hand in hand, because at the time that I was trying to get on the radio or whatever, or really just find out what it took, I really didn't know how hard it was. You know, usually when you come to a city, you just try to be like, what's it take? But, oh, man, if anybody knows Houston and, like, the whole radio scene is very political. It's like, man, you would think you're living in Iraq or something when it comes to, like, just how the politics work and everything. So while we were throwing the parties and doing all that stuff, we created a demand for the music, and we created, like, our own, you know, you have to create, like, your own lane. So people had to respect that. So as the parties got bigger, the music got out there more. With that happening, you know, the people at the radio station, they started taking notice. So, and I interned there. I actually fake interned.
You fake interned at the radio station?
How do you
station?
Fake intern? All right. I want to know about this.
Yeah.
They was doing this thing at U of H, like, where you get interned during the summertime. A few of my people had did it before. This is already when I had, like, some old songs. I had an old song with Fat Pimp that was like a UH anthem. They played it like on the radio once. Then I had a song after me and B King got cool. It was me, B King, and Fat Pimp. I went to the radio again. They were still like, you got to do this, this, and this. So I tried to intern, but I only had 6 hours during the summer. So I had to lie, you know, say that I had full time, whatever. And then I filled it out. And then they kind of caught me because they did a background check of like my actual summer transcript.
Oh, nice.
And then I was like, man, I just wanted to really just figure out what was going on. You know what I'm saying? I kind of really want to do this. So they let me slide. So I had like an unofficial like internship. At 979. So I would just go up there like once a week, you know what I'm saying? Talk to different people, talk to like, I really went through every DJ, every person behind the scenes, and just got their advice and their piece of information. And then I just put that to what I already had going. And once I did that, it wasn't even like 3 or 4 months, Swagged Up, I'd be killing. And then that was it.
Swagged
that's
up.
That's kind of smart. Killing.
Yeah, no, that was like a
shows
great
how
way.
I'll determine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? People just, you know, they think, oh man, I got this single. I'm going to put it out in the streets.
Yeah, I think it
put
just
it on
happens.
YouTube, World Star, all that. Like, you really got to have like a set plan.
Get in there.
It yeah. really is like, it's not, you know, what you know, it's who you know. Like, honestly, that's just how life, I think, works.
It is.
In any business.
And, yeah, especially in this business, and especially in like the entertainment industry, is like,
yeah.
It's a lot of like, hey, look out for me. I'll owe you down the road type thing. Like, oh, yeah. You know,
look out for me now. I got you later.
Let me call in a couple favors and see what I can do.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, that happens all the time. But if you're working in the industry and you're doing something, you can always do that because you know you're going to need it in return. Especially exactly. The people that you're doing it for. If y'all are close and y'all have like that mutual type of relationship, you don't even think about it. You just do it because you know when you go on their end or you're stepping in their world, they're going to hold you down the same way.
Yeah, so, that's part of networking. That is the networking.
It's kind of like X-Men, you know what I'm saying? You got to get with like your team and your alliances and, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Yeah, and take out who's the bad guy in X-Men? Magneto, is he still the bad guy? Or is it like, it seems like the humans are the bad people.
They might be.
They do
secretly.
Make it seem like that.
I think those movies are just telling us like,
yeah, but we are
that might
the
be
bad
the secret
people. We discriminate.
Deeper meaning.
And the movie is they're discriminating against the mutants. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's why they're bad.
That's true.
You an X-Men fan?
Yes.
Did you see the preview for the new one?
Man, I did. And I saw it. Well, I didn't actually see the preview because I didn't get it. When I saw the preview, I was like, wait, they're back in time? What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on? But when I saw the end of Wolverine 2, shout out to everybody at Rice. It was like a snow day, and we was watching Wolverine 2.
The one where he goes to Japan and all that?
Yeah, yeah, all that. Okay. And let me tell you the funny thing about this. I guess we had like the subtitles off, or we had them backwards. So when they were speaking Japanese, you couldn't see the subtitles.
It would just.
But then when they were speaking English, you saw all the subtitles. I was like, wait, this is backwards. So I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. Half of what the fuck went on.
But the new
one
is not from this. The new one is sequel to the X-Men First Class.
But if you saw the end of Wolverine 2,
oh, they kind of
Professor X and Magneto, right?
Yeah. They basically start off the new movie.
Yeah. Okay, got
you. Like one of them died. Professor X died.
Yeah, in First Class.
No. He got handicapped in First Class.
Oh yeah.
Died in X-Men 3, and then the Magneto lost his powers.
Got
you.
Tex Roy and Tex Sherm. But yeah, that's true.
That is true. Thank you for jumping right back.
My bad.
No, it's great. Now, here's the thing. I had a conversation last night. Who, in your opinion, has to be the most attractive actress of all time? Someone told me last night Halle Berry is hands down the most attractive actress in the history of the world.
Halle Berry cool, but you know what I'm saying? She
doesn't say all time.
She's not all time, man.
Who you put up all time, Ray P?
All time. Oh, man, this is hard.
It is hard.
Oh, all time actress?
Let's go actress, yeah. Everyone
that is
about
pretty
this.
Hard.
Someone,
I'm going to go with. This is really hard. I'm taking a shot in the dark. I don't know if I really want to go 80s, 90s, or present. One for me would probably be Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is very hot.
Yes, very
you know
gorgeous.
Jennifer Lopez when you start.
Yeah,
she's more like a singer, fly girl. Another one. I'll throw another one in there. Oh man.
You can tell people he's like his face.
Is Jennifer
so
more of a singer? I would.
Rosario Dawson. Oh, is that her
Dawson's
name?
Hot,
yeah. Her. Rosie Perez. Okay, yeah, I'm just naming girls whose titties I saw, so.
I like Eva Mendes.
Yes.
Eva Mendes.
Gorgeous.
She got the.
No?
She kind of. Something with the nose and the mouth. It's like I've seen that somewhere, like in the SWAT or something like that.
Okay. What about Jessica Alba?
As the prettiest? She's gorgeous, but I don't know if she's the prettier.
I'd rather take
what's the girl?
Natalie Portman, or what's the other girl?
Ooh, Natalie Portman's hot.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't think I know.
You know Natalie Portman.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is beautiful. Angelina's my favorite.
You know, but the Angelina Jolie's my favorite. I know that sounds weird.
Some Tomb Raider hands. She's been.
Time out. No one's perfect.
She has like some old bony, like 75-year-old hands.
She be putting her hand in a.
Still hot.
She be putting her hand in that mummy crate.
I like the roles she plays. If I was to act, her roles would be the roles I'd play. She's dope as hell.
Yeah, she's cool.
I love her.
She's cool.
She's all right. She's getting older, though. I can see her aging.
She's not aging.
But
though.
We're talking about of all time, though.
I know.
We're not talking about anybody aging. Well, you know, we had this conversation last time with Dobeezy, I believe. How come women of age don't get credit? What is wrong with women of age? I give women of age all the credit.
Yeah.
The thing is, you go higher in my book the older you are. So
then why did you...
For Angelina?
Yeah.
Because she just hit like the like the little bit of the aging thing. So she wouldn't be my all-time. And I don't know. I just have like a certain view on... Like Angelina back then wasn't like hot like...
She wasn't stupid
like,
hot.
Yeah, she wasn't like Jennifer Love Hewitt or...
Mm. In her prime, you're saying?
Lopez, it's more girls, man. It's more girls.
Lopez really does get slept on.
She does, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? The only thing people say about her, like, really, I don't even think J-Lo's booty is big. Like, I don't get where people get that from. I don't see it.
I see it.
For her body.
I don't see it.
For her body?
For her body, she has a nice ass.
Pause. I thought it was supposed to be big. Like, people make it seem like it's big.
They make it seem like it's, like, ginormous, yeah.
I've seen some big booty. In my days.
Hell yeah, and especially now while these ass shots going on.
How do you feel about ass shots, Monty?
I'm not for the ass shots. Breast implants, all right. The ass shots, maybe the ones that kind of look natural, but ass shots steer me the wrong way because I'm like, you look.
I'll be honest with you, I've never, I don't think I've ever seen a fake ass.
It looks so deformed to me, like it doesn't fit their body.
You can tell.
I disagree.
You can tell. You disagree?
He'd say he's never seen a fake ass in person. That's what I was saying.
Do you know that I've seen a fake ass in person?
No. I was saying I'm not agreeing with you because I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I was like, do you know that I've seen something?
Actually, I think you have, but we'll leave that.
Since you had that booty springs thing, how do you feel about fake ass?
Go ahead and make your ass shake. I don't care if your ass fake. but on some real shit, you know, girls are always going to find a way or an edge to make themselves feel more comfortable. So, you know, I mean, all girls wear makeup.
With themselves.
All girls wear earrings. You know what I'm saying? Like, all girls have, like, little tricks of the trade. Like, if that's what you want to do to feel more confident about yourself, to make you feel like you have a nice body or whatever, go ahead. But I also respect the women that take the natural route because it's not just ass shots. Girls do shit with their nose. They chin.
Right. But I'm just saying that's just not my cup of tea. I mean.
Well, I know one person who decided to take the natural route and it didn't work out too well for them.
Oh, dang.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She's a millionaire, so you never know. She ain't getting no D, but you know what I'm saying?
Can Whoopi live, Brad? Can she live?
I just saw the
Whoopi alley oop.
Yeah.
Right there.
But I don't know. Motai, you're the resident ass man. Well, how do you feel? How do you feel about the? Don't look at me like that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How do you feel about ass shots? You like them?
No, I like me a real ass.
But how do you know if it's real anymore? Like, how can you tell if it's real or not? Unless they say like, "Yo,
you can
this
tell,
a lot of them you can tell. Tell. Most of them you can tell.
I don't know how you tell.
I'm the ass.
Another thing is the women have to keep getting them. To keep them right, formed right, and they have to work them out. Yeah. So they can't just stay small.
Put, like, butt implants in there, too. Like, I seen one video, like, she was flipping her implant around.
Ew.
So disgusting.
Oh my gosh. That is just so weird.
I didn't know you could do that. She got the wrong job.
She sure went the shots route. You wouldn't have to worry about that. I don't know. Do they leak or something? Is that why you have to get like,
what the fuck?
Is that why you have to get it?
Well, they become like lumpy. They become lumpy. Like,
yo,
the wrong ones are very.
You just gotta make sure. Well, one girl told me who will remain nameless. She said that she just has to get like deep tissue massages. Just got to keep the blood circulating. So you know what I'm saying?
It's maintenance. They don't just get them and then they're like, okay.
You gotta tenderize it.
It's like anything else. They have to keep up with them.
You got a tough steak. You just gotta just.
You got to, yeah, deep tissue massage, and the ass shots don't deflate or whatever.
Yeah, or they don't get
so
hard.
So grab a girl's ass that's gotten some shots for, you know, for her ass, mm-hmm. she probably would like that, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she wouldn't have to go to these deep tissue massages a lot.
Yeah. But then again, most girls that have ass shots.
You're in the business, Motai. You should just give asses deep tissue massages.
You should. You should say, but you should word it like in a very professional way, like lower back. Lower back therapy.
Asian lower back therapy.
Yeah. Oriental lower back therapy. Yeah, there you go.
Oriental lower back massage.
Your girlfriend is not going to be fond of this one.
You're
going to
make,
this
hey,
episode at all.
I'm going to get a job with you. I'm going to just, I'm gonna be like the assistant.
Yeah, you could be the receptionist.
Like the guy that
he wants to be
like the oil down, like, you know, like
you do the pat down.
Yeah, yeah, like the pre-warm up. Pre-lotion. Yeah,
and then I come in, right? Yeah.
The pre-lotion therapy.
It would be my signature move.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, did you see that tweet last night?
Not ready
that
to
girl,
get the double slap.
When they freed Boosie, and she's like,
wait, Boosie got
I don't
free?
Know what Boosie is.
Yeah, he's free yesterday. Yeah.
She tweeted, she said, I don't know what Boosie is, but it's free, so I want one. And she just immediately became like.
On Twitter?
Yeah, it was a white girl. It was this white girl. God. Now she's like.
Okay, did you have to put a race out there?
Yeah, because I was getting ready to tell
know?
You. I was getting
we
ready.
Know she's white,
I was getting ready to tell you that she's America's new favorite white girl. That's
educate
what everybody was
people,
saying
Brad.
About mm-hmm. her.
She replaced Miley Cyrus.
Oh, well, yeah. Why is she America's
what?
New favorite white girl?
Because of that tweet.
What's her name?
She was all over Twitter.
I don't know.
Boosie. So wait, he finally got out?
Yeah, he's out.
What
he's
was
out.
Boosie in for?
Oh, man. I ain't about to die on... I'm playing. Basically, they said that he paid to get somebody killed.
Oh, wow.
But they had no proof. But
they still locked him up anyway?
They locked him up on like probation charges and all that. That's probably what it was.
Okay.
Probation.
But he's free now.
Yeah, he's free. It's been since 2009.
Wow.
Been 5 years.
So what is Boosie going to do now? What is he going to do out?
Like, he's going to do a show in every city and cash out. Actually, his first show is in Houston. So.
Is it really?
It is.
When you is this is Boosie show?
I
got to go, Ray P. We got to go to the Boosie show.
We're going
to
go. We're going to go.
We got to go together. We gotta
we're going to go. Shout out to all the people that's on the Boosie show. Shout out to Rap-A-Lot.
Boosie.
It's coming soon.
Shout out to Boosie. So what are you working on right now, though, Ray P? We know you swagged up Be Killing.
Yeah.
We know that was a while back.
Yeah.
We know you and Stocks have Bet Your Bitch Love It.
Yeah.
All right. We're hoping to get that on radio soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
Just got to work for it.
Family Matters is out last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you working on now?
I'm working on putting some visuals behind Family Matters because... Like I said, one of my bases of the project was to get my cousin out there so people can, you know, recognize and see what he's doing. After I get that done, I have two new mixtapes dropping. One with Jose that's called Cochina, which is kind of like Spanish or
nasty
Mexican
girl.
For exactly. There you go. And then I have a smoking mixtape that I do every year. When I first did Swagged Up. We put that on the mixtape called 2 Kush 11. We're now in 2014, so 2 Kush 14, it'd be like 10, 12 smoking tracks or something like that. And then after that, it's really just pushing the songs that are on the radio right now, pushing Booty Springs a little bit, pushing Just a little bit. That was a bonus track that's on the Family Matters tape. And that's really it, man. Like, I really just moved to the beat of my own drum. I just try to make sure I got enough going for my fans. As long as they know what's going on, I really just, you know what I'm saying, just focus on like the promo and the parties, and then whatever I have to do with the music, I'll just do that. But that's what's coming up.
Oh, dope,
two
man.
New mixtapes.
Two mixtapes.
And some new videos.
And new videos.
And I think we have a concept for the Love It video with Stocks. He was telling me something, but we're probably going to do something crazy. Something. Most of Stock's videos are dope. All of them that I've seen are dope. So I haven't seen all of them, but all the ones that I've seen.
Shout out to Stockzilla, man.
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
Definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you finally coming to the Brad Gilmore show.
I made it.
You made it.
I finally made it.
This is bigger than getting your song on the radio. I'm
gonna it
let
is.
You know right now. This is the Brad Gilmore show.
I'm going to get, man, you just don't understand. Like, this has been a long time coming. The first two times couldn't make it happen. Yeah. Schedules. Finally got it done. on some spur of the moment type thing. But like I said, it's something about that Monday. It's been like one real good week just because of that Monday.
Well,
so,
hey, we're there every
because
Monday.
Of that Monday.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
We're going to come back. My homeboy, Space, is going to be his birthday. Shout out to my brother. It's his birthday today. Rory, what's up? But we're going to come back, I think, the third Monday in March. And then I want to say the next time we'll come back is the day after 420.
Okay. Is that a Monday?
Yeah, it's a Monday.
421's a Monday?
420.
Is your birthday, DJ Motai?
It is?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
So it's going to be your birthday, and it's going to be 420, and it's going to be Easter all on the same day.
Yo. Oh, wow. Look at that.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Motai?
I don't even know yet.
Let
bro,
me
you
know.
Got a lot to do on that day.
Yeah, it's my
you have Easter,
birthday.
420.
Your birthday.
Your birthday.
You got a lot. Like you gotta.
Are you going to get lifted?
I thought she was going to say something else. But you got to do that.
I know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, Ray P, what's your Twitter and Instagram and all that? Ray Pizzle, right?
My Instagram is Ray Pizzle. You can follow me on there. My Twitter is Ray P, R-A-I-P, all spelled together.
Yeah, capitalize the P so you don't spell
it. It does. It is. It's actually capitalized. I don't know. You know, on Instagram, everything has to be lowercase, but thank God on Twitter you can make things uppercase and lowercase. Yeah. So it's like capital
so
R.
It's like all lowercase on Rape. Instagram. People be like, Rape just followed me?
Rape just like
I get that all the time.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, it is.
Then when someone, you know, when they say someone just raped my timeline,
they're going to be thinking of me.
They'll be thinking of you. All right, well, Ray P on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Right. Yeah.
See y'all next week. Peace.